Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. So on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. Now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over more than 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today is episode 140, or Cent Quarante, and we are talking about a dish that many thought is Italian, but actually, in fact, it is French, and it's as French as a croissant or cheese. In the first part of the episode, we'll talk about the history of the dish, and then in the second half, I have a delicious recipe for you. Sit back, turn up the volume. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, and a bit of saucisson maybe, some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious as we explore the dish, Pissalle d'Air. Pissalle d'Air is what some would call the French version of a pizza. It's spelt P-I-S-S-A-L-A-D-I-E-R-E. It's a flatbread with a topping usually of caramelized onions, black olives, and anchovies. It's from the region of Provence, and more specifically, the city of Nice, which is very nice, Nice. For this region, it is one of the most well-known of many fabulous foods and dishes that come from there, like the menton lemon, the pain bergnotte, the Niçoise salad, and the socca. The socca is a really amazing and delicious chickpea flatbread. The name Pissalle d'Air is thought to have come from the Latin word for fish, which is piscis, which then pissalat, which is also a name for anchovy paste. Pissalat is the name for salted fish in the Occitan language as well. Other names for the dish include pissalandria, pizzalandria, pissadella, sardinera, pichard, and pie of menton. The very first recipe for pissalle d'air was found in a document made in the year 879 in Provence, and this recipe included onions and mentioned pissalat or anchovy paste. That confirmed to the scholars that were investigating this that the name derives from anchovy puree. In Menton, a neighbouring city of Nice, the dough used is enriched with tomatoes. There are many different varieties of pissalle d'air, like the pichard from Menton that is a pissalle d'air but with a tomato base. And then there's the tarte de Menton, which is a pissalle d'air without the anchovies. This one I love. The French dish is a variant of the pisciandria, which is a type of Italian pizza. Nice and several parts of the Côte d'Azur actually used to be part of Italy at stages throughout history. So you'll often find a mixture of Italian and French cuisine here, and also some great Italian food still today on the Côte d'Azur, especially in Nice and Menton. Its history is that the dish is thought to have originated from the Genoa region of Italy, and imported to Nice from Italy by popes who in their travels and settlements brought food, ingredients and dishes with them. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago to today in France. Gary Giraud is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. And another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. It's all about France's history from 1814 to 1914, the century in France that was full of both turmoil, stagnation, revolution and industrialization, wealth and poverty, colonialism and humiliation. Check out these and other shows, as well as more episodes of Fabulously Delicious at evergreenpodcast.com. Coming to France? Planning a trip to Paris? Well, you're one of the lucky ones that live in Paris. Well, I was lucky enough to live there as well, and I can say this, I ate my way through Paris for you. With all that experience of eating, drinking and exploring the City of Lights, Love and Good Food, I thought, well, I need to bring that experience to you, my fabulously delicious audience, because if you're listening, you probably love French food, right? So I created my first book, A Food Guide to Paris, called Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City. In it, you'll find recommendations for boulangeries, cafes, chocolate shops, fromageries, markets or marchés as we call them here in France, patisseries, about 172 restaurants, wine bars and food streets, gourmet and kitchen supply stores and so much more. Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City is a 2024 edition, and so that means that it's up to date with all the recommendations in it. If you're trip planning or coming this year to Paris, it's perfect for you. You can get a copy on my website, andrewpryorfabulously.com, where you can even get a signed and gift package copy. Or you can get the book on Amazon, and there's even a Kindle version. I hope you enjoy it. Here is my recipe for saladaire. The ingredients you'll need: 300 grams of bread flour, 170 ml of room temperature water, 1 sachet of dehydrated baker's yeast, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of herbs de Provence, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 4 onions finely sliced, a sprig of thyme, a can of anchovy fillets, 12 black olives cut in half, salt and pepper to taste. And the method? Mix the flour, water, yeast, salt, herbs de Provence and 2 tablespoons of the olive oil in a bowl until combined. Knead on a slightly floured surface for 10 minutes. Place in a bowl and prove in a warm space for an hour. In a saucepan, add a tablespoon of the oil, onions and thyme and cook on medium heat until the onions are translucent but not browned. Preheat the oven to 210 degrees Celsius or 410 degrees Fahrenheit. Roll out the dough and place on a baking sheet covered with parchment paper. Spread the onion mixture out over the dough and then place the anchovies on top and then the olives. Sprinkle with the remaining olive oil and bake in an oven for 20 to 25 minutes, depending on your oven, until it's lightly browned. Serve warm or cold, depending on yourself. You can eat this as a main course for 4 to 6 people, with a salad, or cut into slices as an appetizer. It's thought that the cooking of the onion is the main thing with this dish. In fact, many think that the layer of onion should be the same size, if not thicker, than the layer of the bread dough. There's a saying in France about flour: on ne peut juger la farine que quand le pain est cuit. Translated, this means one can only judge the flour after the bread is cooked. That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. Had you heard of the pis saladaire before? What's the most fabulous thing you've learned from today's episode? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. We could just have a chat about pis saladaire if you want. I love to talk to people about food, and especially French food. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is: whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup, and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the Professional Book Nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!